News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hate speech legislation is not fit for purpose and should be scrapped. So says Pa Daly, Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson for justice. And we are also joined by Barry Ward, Fine Gael senator and barrister. Good morning to you both, gentlemen. Pa, I'll come to you first of all. I presume you think it's not fit for purpose because Sinn Féin actually tried to strengthen the bill when it was going through the Oireachtas.
Yeah, exactly. I was listening to the presumptive Taoiseach, Simon Harris, over the weekend, and he was talking about a reset. And while at the beginning of this bill, and it's been a long time coming, there was, I would accept, good intentions, but I feel that it was badly implemented and then badly thought through. And we agreed that there should be a strong statement to protect vulnerable people or people of what they call protected characteristics in the bill, but the government didn't listen at all. They didn't accept any amendments. Any amendments that they introduced themselves were only merely of a technical nature. So at this stage, we're saying that the bill should be scrapped.
Okay. So you want a tighter bill with more protected characteristics. You want to tighten it up.
We want it much tighter, yes. We think that it's really probably the best thing to do is to scrap it at this stage and start again, because I remember when Minister Harris himself was in the Justice Committee, when he was standing in for Minister McEntee, he said himself that for the bill to be, he wants the bill to be effective and for people to be prosecuted where appropriate, and that is a guiding principle here. And I don't believe that the government have delivered on that type of legislation. I feel that the parts of the bill are disproportionate, parts of it are lacking in clarity, parts of it are taken with assuming and presuming certain things. So at this stage, the best thing to do is to scrap the bill. And I believe that at this stage, now that Minister Harris seems to be looking at a broad spectrum of issues, that this is one where he should park for the moment.
Let me bring in Senator Barry Ward. Barry, I'm slightly surprised. That wasn't my understanding that why Sinn Féin wanted it scrapped. But are they right? Should they scrap it? It seems to be a wholly unpopular bill that you're trying to bring through.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not entirely sure why Sinn Féin wants to scrap it. They voted for it up to now, and this is the first time we've heard them say that they're against the bill. Minister McEntee has said that she is going to take away what's been said and consider revisions to the bill. That process is ongoing. Why you wouldn't wait for that to happen, I don't really know. The reality is, yeah, the bill's unpopular, but that's not a reason to scrap it. That's a reason to amend it. That's a reason to take on board what people have said and see if it can be improved. And it's still a committee stage in the Shannon, so there's still perfectly enough time for them to make amendments to make it better.
It's interesting what Sinn Féin are saying, Barry. I would have thought most of the criticism of the bill was that it was too restrictive and that it was an assault on free speech and a freedom of expression and that people were afraid that it was oppressive or autocratic in some way. Sinn Féin apparently want a stronger version of the bill, which is very, very interesting. So which way are you going to swing on this? You're getting criticisms that it's not tight enough and you're getting criticisms that it's too tight.
Well, the criticisms that I'm aware of, and I know that Sinn Féin put down amendments in the Dáil to expand the number of characteristics that are protected, but my understanding, most of the criticisms relate to what you say there. For example, people saying that it's an attack on free speech. Of course it isn't, but one of the criticisms made is that there has been no definition of hate or hatred. That's something I know that the Minister is looking at, whether that's something that's necessary. It wasn't in the 1989 Act and nobody complained about that. There's no definition of violence in it either. Nobody's complaining about that. So I think some of the criticisms of the bill have been a little bit inconsistent, but they haven't related in fact to an expansion or of the protected characteristics or suggestion
that they
aren't wide enough.
And Pat, isn't that the case that Sinn Féin are kind of out on a limb here? Like, as I say, most people's criticism is that it's too tight, but you want it even tighter, even more unpopular bill.
No, you're misinterpreting what I said with respect. What we're saying is that the bill is not fit for purpose. We're not saying to expand it in any way and to make it broader.
But your amendments that you tabled, Sinn Féin tabled 12 amendments, those amendments were to tighten up the bill, to add to its restrictive nature and make it tighter than the current bill that has wended its way through Leinster House.
No. Just to be clear, from the start, we opposed parts of this bill. When it was in second stage, we agreed or we voted in favour of an amendment which would remove Section 10. We wanted the notorious Section 10 tightened up completely, where there would be a serious intention of communicating the material as opposed to with a view to the material being communicated.
Yeah, you want a tighter bill. What I'm saying to you is this, you're on the... Like the vast majority of public criticism of the bill is that it's too tight, but Sinn Féin want it tighter again. Are you concerned that your bill would be even more unpopular?
Well, no.
I haven't heard a single other person saying it wasn't tight enough.
No. There's a misapprehension here in what's going on. When we were speaking in the committee here and in the Dáil, for example, there is a Section 18 where it proposes to expand and introduce new public order offences. We don't think that that should be in the bill at all, and that should be scrapped. And we said that on numerous occasions. We believe that it's disproportionate.
Okay. Can I just finish the point?
We felt that it's disproportionate and it shouldn't be in there, that there's public order offences for this type of offences.
But you accept that you all voted in favour of it?
During the committee stage, we had amendments. They were voted down in relation to Section 10. We voted against Section 10 when it was in the Dáil.
But when the bill was finally before the House, the only people who voted against it were people before Profit and Aonthu.
Well, there was one or two more than that.
I have the voting names in front of me, Pa, I should say, including your vote, Paul.
There was other people who voted against it as well,
not yourself.
No, we were listening to what the Minister Harris had said inside the Justice Committee. He said that he promised to examine it. He examined to reflect on the legislation. And I note that in the Senate also, that we were sure that the Minister would listen. The Minister hasn't listened all along.
All right.
We've been through all the different stages on this. We've heard and we got promises that there would be some sort of legislation to look at it.
Would you not let her do that and complete that process before saying dump all the work that's been done to date?
Well, why has that not happened to date? We've been through six
stages
of this.
Because it's a process and she's going through that. That's why it hasn't come back to the Shannon yet.
Six stages of the bill, Barry, through first and second stage, through the committee, back into report stage, and no amendments have been introduced by the government. We allowed it to go through to a certain stage, but nothing has been done by the government, and they have pushed ahead.
Let Barry respond to that
section of it.
Well, the government has amended the bill, first of all, but even you yourself said that it was in the committee in the Dáil that Minister Harris said that he would take back what people had said. He said that again last night. I was standing next to him when he said it. It's back in the Shannon. It has not started committee stage, which is the stage where it would be amended. Minister McIntyre has said, I'm going to consider what people have said and potentially bring forward amendments to address some of the concerns that people have said. That process is ongoing. You'd be complaining if it were done overnight.
No.
It takes time,
Barry,
and it's coming back.
When he was in committee stage, he promised that he would examine it and look at it. And when it came back into the Dáil, nothing happened. And that is why we opposed it last June when it went into the Shannon. And that is why we're saying that at this stage it should be scrapped.
Gentlemen, both of you, listen, thank you both very much. I'm afraid we're out of time on that, but we do appreciate you coming and talking to us about it. That is Pa Daly, their Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson for Justice, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael senator and barrister. Love to know what you think about all of that out there this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.